It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
This is Sabrina. Will you please open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father God, we just come to you this evening again, giving you praise, giving you glory and honor, knowing that, God, you're giving us a divine right now word to change the heart and the mind and just the whole person, God. We thank you that as we yield to you, that we become obedient to the word of God, because in obedience, God, you bless. You said obedience is better than sacrifice. We can be around the word all day long, but if we're not obedient to the word, we're not going to receive the blessings of God. So, God, I pray that we open up our ears to hear and our heart to receive what God is saying, so that, God, we can walk in victory each and every day, because it's not your will that any man should perish, but have everlasting life. And I pray that those who are on this prayer line tonight, that they open up, God, their hearts to receive and hear what God wants to do in their lives. You're not Santa Claus, where you just come in and say, Santa, what do I need for the day? And then you bring down a blessing. You're a God that desires righteousness and holiness. So I thank you that we have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, because you said we shall be filled. I thank you for the truth that you've given Pastor Smith to preach tonight to your people, so that we can walk in victory, that we can make every crooked place straight because of the blood of Jesus. And I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against our time of fellowship and in prayer. And the blood of Jesus protect this prayer line. Protect us as God. It goes throughout the airwaves, and that the Spirit of God will move and only do what God can do. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for a right now word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We do have a prayer line twice a week, and you can call in and listen live on Tuesday evening or Wednesday evening. The number for Tuesday is the 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen in on Sundays at 2:15 p.m., and that is on the 916-588-9688 number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California. That's zip code 95660. If the Tuesday night line has any type of interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord again for our eldest son graduated from high school, and I also want to thank Full Gospel House of Prayer and Pastor Smith for their encouragement for him, as well as the gift that they provided. So I just thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for having a pastor that is concerned about those sitting in the back of the pew, the middle of the pew, and the front of the pew. She's concerned about all of us just as Christ is. So I thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina. I just thank God again for the fellowship we had. The Spirit of God came in, the anointing came in, destroyed yokes, healings happened. As the Bible says, power shall follow, the signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. So I thank God for Sunday's fellowship. We're just living and just encouraged by it. Also, I want to thank God. Pastor, we were at fellowship last night at a youth camp, and that's where the Lord, you know, prophesied over Cecily. Cecily's giftedness is being utilized along and collaborating with another ministry. But anyway, Pastor, 20 kids gave their hearts to the Lord last night at that youth camp. It was just awesome. So I'm tired. I said, these young people can stay up all night, but my body's feeling it, but it's a good feeling. So I thank God for those 20 souls that accepted the Lord last night at that youth camp we were at.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We need the anointing of God to bring life to this Word. Breathe on this Word, O Father Jesus. We thank you for life to come by the power, the breath of God, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 5 through 14. When everyone get that book, can you please say amen? That's 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 5 through 14.
Amen.
Tonight, we're going to go into the Word of God, and we're going to intercede and pray that the Spirit of God would move against spiritual landmines. And we know what a landmine is. It's something that's it's a decoy. It's underneath the earth, and it's a booby trap. It's a pitfall. And it's a hidden danger. And it's a decoy. And you can just, like in foreign countries where they're a war zone, grass is grown over that particular landmines, and it's this deception. It looks like nothing is there. But when that thing is triggered by whatever mechanism is there underneath, it destroys life. And it's a place where a pedestrian don't suspect anything. So tonight, we're going to go into spiritual warfare against spiritual landmines, and we're going to see it by the Word of God. And as we pray and go before God, that the Spirit of God disable these landmines that comes in our lives, that the Spirit of God will cripple these landmines, that the Spirit of God would handicap these landmines that the enemy sets up. And it snares, it's hidden danger that causes people to constantly be trapped and stumbling blocks, and it's camouflage. And what does it do? It hinders your blessings. It takes the advantage of you. And you're not strengthened in Christ. It's caused you to constantly stumble. And the Word of God says when we're sons of God, we're led by the Spirit. And he reveals to us when there is what? A landmine that's there, a target that's there to capsize us, to cause danger. And the Spirit of God reveals those that are led by the Spirit. And we know Jesus was led by the Spirit. There was many spiritual landmines to come against Jesus. We know that by the Word of God. But when it was time for him to get along with his Father, he disappeared, and God revealed to him the traps and the targets and those things that was concealed to destroy him. Talk about landmines tonight, spiritual landmines. And there are so many that are so ignorant of the Word of God. They're relying on some human to teach them, but the Holy Ghost is the teacher. That means you have to open up your Bible, begin to read, and the Spirit of God will give you revelation of his Word. But if you don't open up that Bible and you're relying on some human to teach you, many times you fall into error. And it's a risky business in this hour. It's a slippery slope. It's like dynamite. And you know what dynamite is? It'll blow up your life. It causes explosion. And so these are landmines, spiritual landmines, is hindering so many believers in this hour. And when that trigger is released by the devil, it's a trigger. And when that spirit places his finger on that trigger, it releases that landmine over your life. And then you get caught up. It's like a camouflage. You can't see anything. It caused drawbacks in your life. cause pitfalls in your life. And so tonight we're going to intercede in prayer against these dormant spirits that many times they're laid under a decoy for years and decades until that enemy pulls that trigger and calls that thing to come against you, that camouflage open up, that dynamite open up, and double trouble falls on your life. You're in a slippery place, and you cannot see the problem because you're not seeking God. You're not reading the word. You're not getting along with God for your one self. You depend on some human. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. It's give revelation. But you have to open up that book. You have to open up the Bible to learn about God through his word. And so many are caught up depending on human flesh. But you need to read the word for yourself. You need to seek the Lord for yourself and not depend on humans. Humans cannot save any of us. Salvation comes from the Lord Jesus. He is Savior. He is the deliverer. And so many are so caught up in this hour, and we're going to see one of these snares, these landmines, that so many are caught up, thousands of people are caught up in this hour as never before. It's an epidemic. It's a disease. And the word of God exposed the trickery of Satan. And this is about the word, how Paul was encouraging Timothy, a young minister. And this is a word to encourage men and women of God. And this is what Paul was encouraging Timothy, what to flee. And it was a concerning gain in preaching the gospel of Christ. And it was he was letting this young man Timothy know to flee such teachers, because it only does one thing, is snare your life and cause your life to be in a place where you're tempted, have temptation all around you, and you fall to the temptation. It causes your life to be in a place where you desire, your desires become evil, and you have a life that's very miserable. There's a spirit of misery fall upon you, and it becomes sin, which sin causes what? Destruction means landmines open up. And so this is a warning to minister, men and women of God, that misuse God's word for material gain. And it's an infection in this hour, misusing the word of God for material gain. And when you're not seeking God's word, you're not in prayer, you will get caught up and think you're doing God's service, but you're working against yourself. And God's going to show it by the word of God tonight. 1 Timothy 6, 5 through 14, please.
Perverse disputings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. For they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet it after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession and profess a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before the appointed Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keepest this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is a powerful word. How God had was using Paul to encourage this young minister and giving him a command to flee people who was functioning in this order. And they once had the truth, but they no longer was moving in the truth of the word of God. And their mind had became polluted because they were seeking riches. And he was encouraging Timothy to flee such people. He said, but be contented and be satisfied with what God has given you, because you brought nothing to this world. You can take nothing out. It's just like a baby. A baby come into this world naked. They don't have a pocket with money on the side. They don't have pockets. They come in naked. He was saying, you come in this world naked, you're going to leave out naked. So if you have food and clothes, you should be contented. Talking about a spirit of contentment. But those who seek after riches, who run after riches, who turn the word upside down to satisfy their gain for riches. The word of God said they fall into temptation. You see this constantly on the YouTube, on the radio, on the television, how pastors and churches are caught up because that prosperity ministry have snared them, and they become proud and arrogant. And one jet is not enough. They need two or three jets. And one house is not enough. They need four or five houses. And one car is not enough. They need three and four cars. And just never is enough. Their belly is never filled. They want more and more. And then they misuse the word and say, God told me to tell you to buy this for me, to do this. That's a lying spirit. And what happened eventually, the Spirit of God comes against that spirit. They fall into temptation. They're caught in their own traps because of their foolishness and their foolish desires. It pulls them down and it runs their lives and brings destruction, because the word of God said the love of money is a source of all kinds of evil. All kinds of evil when you begin to seek money and not God. And anyone that have that spirit upon them, they wander away from the truth. They wander away from the truth. And you become a prey to those words that's not scripture, the things they whisper in your ear. Get in your mind. Get in your spirit. It's not the spirit of righteousness. That's what he was beginning to tell the young man, that you flee these kind of men. You flee this kind of service. You strive for righteousness and gentleness and godliness and faith and love and patience. And what he was encouraging him, you run for eternal life, young man. Because you have professed a good thing before witnesses. And you obey these orders that I'm telling you until Jesus Christ appears. That's for all of us. That's for all mankind in this hour. Because he is King of Kings. I'm talking about Jesus. He is Lord of Lords. And so he was encouraging Timothy, don't lose this way of faith. Because there are those that are teachers that have one thing, that desire only, He was warning this minister. He was warning them about the misuse of the gospel for material gain. And this is so prevalent in the earth, saints of God. And so this is a word of warning tonight. But some people are so handicapped. And the spirit of Ichabod have gone into those places. But because they enjoy the entertainment. They enjoy the choir. They enjoy the praise dancers. They enjoy all of this entertainment. They get so caught up. They enjoy the children ministry. They enjoy all this stuff that's been set up by the enemy. And these men and women have turned from the truth because of what? Gain. And what this is, it's a landmine. And people get caught up in those kinds of ministry, and they begin to want to fashion themselves after that. They begin to seek after stuff and not after God. They begin to seek cars and houses and business and men's and women's, and because the word of God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. But there are those that's on the backside of the desert, those that's preaching and teaching righteousness as Paul was encouraging Timothy. They're preaching truth. They're preaching godliness. They're preaching patience. They're preaching faith. And the Spirit of God will enable you to come. Like I was talking to a pastor this morning. He said, I'm going through the fire, but I heard the Holy Ghost say, I am a winner. I want you to know that you are a winner. I want you to know that you do exactly what the spirit of the word is commanding tonight, that you flee and you pray for your sisters and brothers that's snared, that's caught up, because it's not gospel. It's not truth. It's a spirit, and it went out in the 70s, and that spirit now is so diseased. And so many young people, old people, all ages are so caught up because, saints of God, we have so many homeless people in the world. It's all over the USA, in every community, in every state. And what we need to do is what the word says. And this is the word of God tonight. And this word God brought before me just before the program came, Acts 2:42. Please, someone, get Acts 2:42-47. You're going to see by the word of God how God structured the church. The first one, get that. Please begin to read through 47, please.
Acts 2:42 reads, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Did you say to 44?
All the way to 47.
Okay. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
This is what Jesus ordained. It is nothing like we're seeing. It's so few of these kind of churches exist in America. But this is what God ordained. They continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine. And you can see that in verse 38. The apostle doctrine. How they were were preaching repentancy, and they baptized for the remission of sin, and people received the Holy Ghost. This is the church. This is the church that God ordained. They were in prayer. They came together in prayer. They were not doing all of this stuff that we see, saints of God. There were no praise dancers. There were no great choir. They were in prayer. And fear came upon all of them because of the operation of the Holy Ghost. They were seeing the Spirit of God doing signs and wonders. They were seeing healing. They were seeing deliverance. And they were all together. Who believed? They had all things in common. They were going through the fire, but they was believers together, sharing all things in common. And they sold their possessions and good, and part of them to every man that had need. They helped one another, those that was in need. They helped one another. In the words, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, one accord in the temple. The temple became what? A church. One accord. Can you imagine how the Pharisees thought about that? I know they was irritated. The temple became a church of God. They're breaking bread from house to house. They were actually going from house to house, praising God and having favor with all the people. There were no respect a person. And the Lord, not no convention, not how you can grow your church, not for you to pay a fee to show you the principle of how to grow a church. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord added. The Lord, no humans, the Lord added. If it was one, fine. If it was 25, fine. If it was 100, fine. The Lord added to the church daily as should be saved. Many was coming to the Lord because the Spirit of God was drawing them. John 6:44. No human can do this, thanks to God. Get the hood off of your eyes. Get the shades, the binders off tonight. The Spirit of God wants us to be deliverance. Signs and wonders follow the believers. Healing and deliverance come forth. That's the apostle doctrine. That's what we just read. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. The Spirit of God was laying hands through the apostles. The Spirit of God was speaking a word through the apostles. He was speaking a word through the disciples. You are disciples of God, men and women. Don't be fooled about all this commercial. Don't be fooled. Don't be carried away. When the spirit of Ichabod come into a building, the Spirit of God departs. We know it by the word of God. When people, when men be, and women begin to do their thing, and they don't allow the Holy Ghost to move through them anymore. They begin to seek God for they can fill their pockets and they can they're doing what they want to do, and they misleading people. The blood of Jesus will be required to their hands one day. They're going to have to stand before the true and living God where they'll stop preaching repentance of sin, and they begin to agree and be partaker with sin, and they begin to agree because somebody has a good job and can place money in the church and know they're living a wicked life, and they begin to hook up because that person is helping supporting that temple. You're going to have to stand before a true and living God. When we don't preach truth and righteousness and point people to Jesus about our sins, about the things that God dislikes, He loves us, but he does not agree with sin. Anytime we become a partaker of a person's sin, we are also guilty, thanks of God. We're going to be required by the power of God. We're going to have to stand before God because the blood going to be on our hands. When we know things are wrong, we're teaching something to tickle somebody's ear, agreeing with some person wicked ways instead of them rebuking by the word of God, teaching what the word of God said, and they, if they leave, say, God bless you, you're in my prayers, but I'm telling you the truth. People don't like this type of teaching anymore because they've been hoodwinked. They've been deceived. They're seeing all this make-believe preaching without signs and wonders, without healing and without deliverance. But the Spirit of God want us to go back to the old landmark. We read it in Jeremiah. It's in the book of Jeremiah. They say, no, I don't want to return back to the old landmark. That's old school. That's old fashioned. I'm old school and I'm old fashioned. I'm going to preach righteousness and truth. I'm going to proclaim what Jesus said. And this is a word to encourage you, ministers of the gospel. Don't sell out. I pray that you do not sell out. Don't misuse God's word for material gain. It's going to catch up with you. It's going to catch up with us. This is a warning to men and women of God. Don't misuse God's word for material gain. Don't be a part of it. That's what the Spirit of God was using Paul to tell Timothy to flee, to run from such teaching, to flee from such teaching. When you begin to tell people things like that, they want to assault you. They're going to assault your character. They're going to say, that ain't God. But it is God. It's the word of God. But when you and I have a heart that's not after God, we're going to suck up that kind of teaching. But I tell you one thing tonight, thanks to God. The Spirit of God and his word can purge you. He purged me from that type of foolishness. He purged me. It seemed like you're a long ranger when you begin to get purged because you are misunderstood. But he purges those. He will cut that stuff up out of you, thanks to God. And he will allow his Spirit to take you over. And the Spirit of God will build you up. He will anoint you and give you revelation by his word. And what happened? You won't go backwards. You won't go back. You're going to press forward to the high calling in Christ Jesus. And you're going to stand, because eventually someone going to see if you're standing in him, that something is right about what they're doing. And they're going to begin to open up that word for themselves. And the Spirit of God going to begin to give them revelation. But somebody got to stand. It's hard in the flesh, but it's easy with Jesus. Because you're going to be misunderstood when you preach truth and righteousness, when you proclaim the good news of the gospel, when you preach repentances and turn to God. God does not agree with sin. When you begin to preach like that, the Spirit of God will empower you. He's going to strengthen you because you're not trying to please humans. You're seeking after God. You won't have a lot of followers, and people are not going to say good things about you. They're going to think that you're odd. You don't think you'll take all that. And they're going to say, they still got the five members. What's going on with, because they're preaching truth. I'm encouraging, don't sell out. Because when we sell out, eventually, it's going to catch up with us. The Bible says our sins shall find us out. And it may look pretty right now for people teaching this garbage. They may have these fine houses. They may have plenty of money in the bank. But one thing money cannot do is prolong life and make you healthy. Money cannot do that. It's so much that medical doctors can do. It's limited. We're serving an unlimited God. We're serving an unlimited God. When you stand and preaching the truth and righteousness, when a diagnosis comes that's terminal in your life, and you standing in righteousness, you can go before God like Hezekiah did. And you can go before God, and the Spirit of God will lengthen your days and heal you. He will do it. It's the word. But when you sell out, the enemy, he plants a landmine. He plants a landmine. He know he's not in agreement with you saints of God when you sell out. It's temporary. Because you're not going to get fast, continue to be fast in the game. He's going to want to use some young blood. You're going to get slow. You're going to get weak. You're not going to be up on the game. And so what's he going to do? He's going to place some dynamite up under your feet. And you don't even know it's there. Why? Because you can't be used anymore by Satan. So what he's going to do, he's going to cripple, he's going to blow it up, he's going to turn everything upside down because he wants some young blood so he can take over and have them teaching this same garbage because you're too old. You're out of shape. And what does he do? He plant a landmine for you. He plant a booby trap for you. We see it constantly over the television. We see it constantly on the news. We see it constantly on YouTube. He plays a camouflage around you, not knowing that you're not in a safe place. This is a snare. It's hidden danger. And that's when the enemy set off that dynamite and blow you up. Take everything from you. Because he don't need you no more. But if you hold fast to the truth, if you stay faithful to God, if you don't misuse God's word for material gain, if you're seeking him, he said everything you have need of, he will supply. Every need. In the book of Philippians, when Paul was writing to the church as he was on one of his missionary tours proclaiming the gospel, he began to tell that church, thank you for supporting me. Thank you. It was a church that didn't have much, but they were supporting ministry for Paul. He said, this is held on your account. I'm encouraging somebody tonight. He said, I'm placing this on your account that God going to supply all of your needs according to his riches and goodness by Christ Jesus. He going to supply all your need because you supported something good, something that God had ordained, something that was word. He said, God going to supply all your needs. Wake up, saints, and smell the coffee. It's a spirit to deceive those that are not anchored in the word of God. The ones that's proud and lifted up, who want to be seen and want to be recognized and want a reputation. It's a snare. It's a snare. Why? Because he said, I resist the proud and give grace to the what? Humble. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. That's Proverbs 16:18-19. for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, that's worldly, and the pride of life, that's worldly, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. And that's what we see in these worldly churches. But there are some going to come out of Babylon. There are some going to come out of Babylon. And they're going to do exactly as the word of God says. They're going to be obedient to the word. And that was exactly what Paul was encouraging Timothy. To flee. Come out of Babylon. To flee. So there's a landmine that Babylon have set up for you, that you are clueless, young man, if you don't flee. But we know what Timothy did. He obeyed the commandment of God. The Bible says, submit yourself unto the Lord. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. James 4 and 7. That's scripture. So this is to encourage the men and women of God. You that are fleeing, you that have, God has enlightened your eyes. You're not caught up because you're on a board. You're not caught up because of your title. You're caught up in Jesus. You are determined to obey God, and God shall supply all of your needs. It's scripture. He's going to supply all of your need, because you are a seeker of God. You're not going down. I don't care how the devil wants you to think that. You better cast down that imagination, that high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. That's what I do. I cast those spirits down. When the enemy said, you will lose, I cast those spirits down. Look at you, you're still going. I cast those spirits down. Why? Because Jesus, he is Lord, and the word of God says he is the one. The Spirit of God will cause the church to be blessed. God is the one. He is the one that caused the church to be blessed. Men and women can't do that. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. God know who is to be saved. Humans don't know. The Lord added those that should be saved. Saints of God, we're in perilous times as never before. And this kind of epidemic is growing the more. It's growing the more. And because Satan, the god of this world, is doing this. The god of this world, as I begin to quote those scriptures, the god of this world. But when Satan know that you cannot keep up with his speed, with his routine, he gets rid of you. And he go and seduce young blood and whisper in their ear and say, I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you famous. And he does that. Temporary. It's temporary. It's not lasting. It's not long lasting, thanks to God. It's scripture. So this is a word tonight for young men and young women. Disciple of the true and living God. Don't be caught up with anyone that's misusing God's word for what? Material gain. It's a spirit of Babylon. You came into this world, you was born penniless, without a pocket to put a penny in. Everybody was born like that. You're leaving up out of here. Same way. We were born like that. We're leaving up out of that. So why allow the enemy to place that spirit of greed in our spirit? where we are so seeking after stuff and things and stop seeking the true and living God. That's what the Spirit of the Word, the Spirit of God was talking through Paul to Timothy. He's saying, young man, you strive for righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience and gentleness. He said, run that race for eternal life. For God have called you. God have called you men and women of God. God have called you to strive for righteousness, for godliness, for faith, for love and patience, for gentleness. And what happens? He give you everything you need. He supplied every need for you. And the devil cannot stop God's word. So this is a word of encouragement for those that's on slippery slopes. God tonight desired to cripple that enemy, to cause that enemy to be handicapped, that he won't injure or cause you to be in lack, that cause you to be in a place where you're blind and the trigger goes off. I'm talking about a landmine. You're walking on green grass, but underneath there's a mine. It's camouflaged because of the grass. It's a decoy. It's a booby trap. It's a snare. It's hidden danger. And the Lord God tonight is saying, I want you blessed. I want you strengthened in me. And he is the only one can disable the landmines, that the snares that Satan set up for all of us when we are led astray. But when you're a seeker of God, seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, when you're led by the Spirit, saints of God, when you're led by the Spirit, you can't be hoodwinked. Somebody might can tell you something, the Spirit of God will put like a restless, a disquietness in you. That's what he did for me on Sunday. Just a disquietness came upon me by something someone said, and I said, this don't sound right. It don't, something, and I heard the Holy Ghost say it, get on your face. And asked me to speak to you. That's what he told Samuel. He said he had the king, the priest, to tell Samuel. When Samuel was going through, kept hearing his voices, and he thought it was the priest. He said, will you hear it again? Hear that voice again? Say, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. I got on my face, and I said, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. What is this quietness in me? I had asked one of the intercessors, I was going to call them to intercede with me about that, but he wanted me to seek him for myself. When I got on my knees, and I said, speak, Lord. God disclosed everything I needed to know. Everything I needed to know, he disclosed. That's what the Holy Ghost. He will reveal every hidden thing. When you are a seeker, the enemy cannot lay booby traps for you. When you are a seeker, the Spirit of God will let you see, will allow you to jump over the pitfall. He will allow you not to get caught in a snare. He will reveal hidden danger to you, saints of God. He will reveal the decoys so you won't stumble, so you can be blessed. This is a word of blessings tonight, that the Spirit of God will enlighten and open up your eyes, that you will flee these types of ministry, that you will flee in the Spirit of God, will lead you and guide you to the right fellowship. That's what they was in fellowship in the book of Acts 2:42. They were in fellowship. when a young lady told me that her church was so huge, they only had the Lord's Supper every 6 months. I said, that's a crime. I said, every 6 months you have the Lord's Supper, that's a crime. God, because they're so busy. God wants us to be enlightened tonight, thanks to God. And I thank God for the word. It's nothing but absolutely pure word. And the word will not pass away. It will flourish continuously. It's not going to decay. The word is going to forever live. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, I thank you for the word tonight. It's concerning the parables of riches. It's concerning being snared. Concerning spiritual landmines that Satan has set up, people of God. Those that are not seekers of God. Those that are constantly going through these vicious cycles. That the enemy has these landmines for decades and for years laid up, waiting for the time he wants to eliminate. He's going to pull the trigger. But this is a word tonight to disable that spirit, to cripple that spirit, to handicap that spirit by the word, that the things he wants to blow up and to be explosive in our lives, that the spirit of God will stop the triggers. This is for the church. You said judgment will first begin in the house of God. This is for the church tonight. We're in perilous time. And there's seducing spirit. The spirit of Babylon have came into the church. But Babylon fell. It didn't think it was going to fall, but Babylon fell. Father, I come in your name tonight. I come crying out in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God would take binders off of eyes, that the Spirit of God would enlighten your people as never before, that the Spirit of God would bring sensors in their mind to let them know this is not word, that they begin to open up that word and search the scripture. In the word there's life, there's truth, not counting on humans to teach them, but open up the word for their one self in Jesus' name, and the spirit of an anointing, the revelation of God comes in and equip those that are seekers of him. Father, I thank you for seekers tonight, that the spirit of God moves supernaturally, God, to the four corners of the earth, that the spirit of God come against every landmine that Satan has set up against your beloved ones. In Jesus' name, those that are immature in the faith, those that's on milk, those that is so busy not seeking God but relying on humans, that the Spirit of God move tonight and begin to show them, oh God, give them revelation, God. Begin to move on over them in their night watch. Begin to move over them in their waking hours. Begin to move over them, oh God, concerning the thing they're lacking. You say, if any man lacking knowledge, ask of God to give all freely, upbraid it not. It will be given. There are those that need knowledge tonight, Father. Those, oh Father, that need to seek you as never before. And your word said, when you seek him, you will find him. You said, whoever call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I pray tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God reveal himself to us as never before. Those snares, those hidden dangers, those decoys, those booby traps that Satan knows he has set up. He called them landmines, spiritual landmines tonight, because he knows when he's through with you, he has a landmine already set up, already camouflaged, and he's going to pull the trigger when he's through with you and you are no longer able to do his business. and he's ready for fresh blood. But in Jesus' name, we come against the decoys tonight. We send the word of God to deliver and set people free from their captivity and from their bondage tonight, that the Spirit of God expose every wicked device tonight, every wicked device, God, that's misusing your word for material gain. Oh, Father, bring exposure as never before. You're exposing, God. You're allowing the media, oh, God, to expose. But there are some, oh, God, that's full of pride. You say you resist the proud. You give grace to the humble. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the spirit of humility. If we begin to seek you, oh, Father, we begin to go to that secret place and seek you, Father, you reveal yourself to us as you did Jesus. The devil could not snare Jesus. The devil could not set up decoys against Jesus because he was a seeker of his Father. He would get along out of the crowd. He would move out of the massive crowd. He would get along from the disciple. He would seek his Father. It's time to seek you at a time that we can find you, because people are perishing continuously. There's no power in the fellowships that they're going. People are dying premature, need a deliverance in their body, mind, spirit, and soul. Need deliver from the emotional roller coaster that they're continuously, the vicious cycle they're going through. But in Jesus' name, we send the word tonight that the word will attach itself to these believers who have not grown in maturity, that the power of the blood, the word of God, will snatch them out the fire tonight. Snatch them out the fire, because they are men and women of God that you want to use in this end time, that you want to use in this closing hour. That's why Paul was teaching the young man Timothy that he will flee such teachers in Jesus' name. Send the word tonight. I send the word in Jesus' name that the word will accomplish this word tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of repentance begin to move as never before, God, that the spirit of repentance and for the remission of sin through baptism, oh, Father, so people can receive the Holy Ghost that with fire and power tonight, that the Spirit of God empower your people tonight, empower the men and women of God to teach righteousness and truth in Jesus' name, in every sly fox tonight, that the Spirit expose the sly foxes tonight that's using your people as a prey, oh God. In Jesus' name, deliver your people, oh God, from the sly foxes tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you for John 6:44, to draw in the unsaved. We thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus, to heal those that need to be healed. We thank you for the Spirit of God. Open up ears, oh God, that's listened to conversation and things that's not of God, that they've been snared by lying tongues in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God loose them tonight in Jesus' name. That the healing virtues of Jesus go now, God, and save that backsliding preacher, that man or woman of God, that's a backslider because they're misusing the word of God. You desire none perish, that all come into repentance. We send the word of God, hallelujah, to begin to move over them, oh God. Begin the spirit of sorrow to take them over. Godly sorrow, work of repentance, that they begin to stop these actions. They begin to change their way. They begin to repent unto the true and living God and turn to righteousness and truth, that the blood will be not held on their account. Father, I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God supply the needs for the homeless, open up doors for those that's unemployed, ones on fixed income, oh God, stretch the monies in Jesus' name. Those that's gone through fiery darts, oh Father, shield them from the bullets of the evil one tonight in Jesus' name, through the shield of faith in Jesus' name. Those that's sick and ill in their body, the great physician, the healer, Jesus, I thank you for healing them of diseases tonight. You say, I forgive all your iniquity, I heal all your diseases. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Heal tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you that this word has gone forth, God. It shall not return void. I don't care who feels like they're angry tonight and feel like I'm going to do what I want to do. The word of God God is greater than they are. You cannot box with God, man or woman of God. We must humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. And, Father, I thank you for the spirit of humility to breathe on this word and give them fresh oil tonight. And, Father, I praise you for it, and I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You died on a rugged cross, shed your blood for humanity to receive you as Lord. You are Lord, and there's none like you. You are Lord, there's none like you. I thank you for being Lord of our salvation, and I praise you for being King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, we glorify your name. We worship you tonight because you paid a price in your body so that we could be delivered from the curse of the law. We thank you for the redemption through the blood of Jesus in the cross, who the Son set free is free indeed. We thank you for those that are free indeed because of the cross and the blood of Jesus. And we give you praise for the redemption, for the atonement, for the justification, for the deliverance and the salvation, for the forgiveness of sin, for being overcomer because of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
breaking chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.